W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The death toll from this week's earthquake in Syria and Turkey now topping 15,000 people. Amid dwindling hope, rescue efforts continue to try and find survivors in the rubble of collapsed buildings.
Could they be alive? Yes, in theory, that's possible. But the conditions here are really harsh. The weather is below zero. The sheer force of the earthquake means the chances of finding anyone alive almost 3 days since the quake struck are now diminishing. There's hope, there's optimism, but this is now less about rescue and more about recovery.
ABC's Ian Panel in Turkey. Fresh revelations about the alleged conduct of officers after the beating of Tyree Nichols last month. Memphis police say as Nichols was slumped against a squad car, beaten and bloodied, officers swapped stories about the incident. One officer took a picture of Nichols and shared it with at least five people. Ukraine's president visiting with leaders from the UK, France, and Germany Wednesday, lobbying for more military support. This is ABC News. Many Republicans are and did call President Biden a liar for suggesting during his State of the Union that they support cutting Medicare and Social Security spending. But President George W. Bush had proposed privatizing Social Security, and ABC's Andy Field says there are more recent efforts.
Republican Senator Rick Scott issued a plan that would sunset all federal spending programs for a revote every 5 years. That includes senior spending. The White House says that's not new.
Members of the Republican caucus have repeatedly for many, many years, tried to cut Medicare and Social Security to privatize it.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying the president will veto any move to do that. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
After an arrest was made in connection with a series of vandalism at Dallas's zoo, police in Houston now say they're investigating an incident where someone had deliberately cut a 4-inch gap in the mesh that covers a habitat for brown pelicans. The animals were secure and safe. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of the women who came before us.
Women who were told they were bad with money.
Women who couldn't even get a credit card without a man co-signing.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn to lead the way.
Join us at WeSaySaveIt.org,
where women of all ages and all budgets are learning how to save for retirement.
You work hard.
You make money.
Now make that money work for you.
Invest in yourself at WeSaySaveIt.org.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock No Sour Ha Ha Funny Hour. Comedian, business owner, bearded American.
It's Wednesday day.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the, what is it, Greg?
The No Sour Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
I think I screwed it up every single time I've said it.
That's
since
fine.
Since you came up with that last week. This is the 1 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin, where we have way more fun. We talk about human interest stories, people who are doing good in the world, and no better person than our guest for this segment to talk about the good he is doing in the world and his organization is doing in the world, specifically in Milwaukee. But Brad Tchaikovsky, did I say it right?
That's close enough.
Close enough. All right. Who is the co-founder of Courage MKE is joining us because I had read recently, I think this was this month, that you, Courage MKE, just bought a new building. Which is very
exciting.
There you go. And so I am very excited to talk about that. But let's start from the beginning and tell people who are unfamiliar what Courage MKE is.
Sure. Courage MKE is an organization to fuel a collaborative movement to ensure our LGBTQ plus youth around our state have the tools and resources needed to survive. And we started it because we were foster parents. We were hearing stories of teenage girls that would come in and out of my husband and my home, of the bullying or the rejection or the horrific stories that they had because of who they were, or who they loved. And so we decided we wanted to open a home for displaced LGBT youth. So this house has been open since March of 2019. Our goal has always been to open more throughout the state. But as we're finding over the last 4 years is that the state is sending these kids here to Milwaukee, which is providing them an opportunity to be in a community that is more accepting of them. I mean, we have kids that come from northern Wisconsin where there are no resources for anyone, really, there, right?
Even the adults.
There is nothing.
Right. So what we did learn, though, in the last 4 years is that when our residents are aging out of the social welfare system, or we get calls every single week from young adults that are over 17, that when they age out, there's very little to no resources provided to them. You know, these children have been in the system sometimes since they were infants. So they've been through foster homes, residential treatment centers, group home. The average stay in the state of Wisconsin, I think, for a group home right now for 12 to 17 is approximately 35 days. So every 35 days, these kids are moving house to house. So regardless of the trauma that they experienced from whenever they were with their families, I would have to argue that moving around every 35 days is also a very traumatic experience. You know, we're very proud that our average stay for 2022 was 170 days for our kids, you know. But our goal with this new house that we purchased on Monday is to start.
Frozen.
Maybe we should see if we can give Brad a call, because unfortunately it was going so well.
It was going so well. And now he's stuck.
Brad, if you can hear us, it is frozen. Your computer's frozen right now, but it's if you want to call us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. We can put you in through the phone and continue the conversation. But in the meantime, until we get your internet back or get you on the phone, I wanted to just talk. I think it's so interesting as far as exactly what he's talking about, because there's the intersectionality, if we can use that word, for this specifically, because I think there's so much about the fact that, Brad, are you back?
I'm back. There, I'm sorry.
Yay!
I'm
having... you know, the internet, not always the most reliable thing in the world. Sorry. So with the new, you got cut off right at the new house purchase on Monday and the goal of it.
Yep. So we're going to offer supported independent living. You know, if this current house that we have right now, our staff are, I don't like to use the word, but they're parental figures, right? We're dealing with minors, and they are parental figures. For this next phase, when kids move into independent living now, they're moved into a random apartment building where there's a contract with the county, and a social worker comes and checks on them once a month, and here's a list.
And we're stuck again.
Stuck again. Do we have his number? Okay. Brad, we're going to ask you to call. We'll probably just have him come back. If we can't get him during this segment, we'll have him come back for the next segment, because I think this is super interesting.
Absolutely.
And super important to continue talking about what they're doing. But I also, you know, it goes back to the conversation we had with Natalie Eilbert on the couple conversations that we've had as far as in Wisconsin, kids who, minors, can't advocate for themselves in medical situations where they need their parents.
Yes.
But it's also the fact that when we also talk about only a couple weeks ago, when we were talking with Sarah Harrison about certainly what's happening in the Waukesha school district, but also in other school districts, of these like mandatory outing of young kids, and the problem being the fact that not all kids are necessarily in the situation where their parents are going to be supportive. And so, Brad, we got you back. Do you want to give us a call and we can talk to you on the phone, so that will be a hard line?
You know what? I was using Wi-Fi. I hardwired in. Okay. Sorry. Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. And we're going to keep you through the break, because this is so interesting and I don't want to make sure we cut it short.
Yeah.
And so
great.
We were talking
so
about
sorry.
That. No.
Stop being so Midwestern.
The fact that the difference with the new house is supported adult living. Yes. Independent living.
Yes. So our we'll have a staff member there 24/7, but they're there to be a safety net, right? So I don't know about you, but I moved out of my parents' house when I was 18, and I was back by the time I was 19, right? Thought I was ready, not so much.
I think I did that at 34 too.
So we want to give these kids the opportunity, right? It'll be like a dorm-like setting, if you can imagine it. Every bedroom will have its own lock. They'll have their own key for that. They'll have a key to a pantry in the kitchen to store their own food, and there will be a lot of things separate. But the lower level is all common space, library, or, you know, quiet area, TV area, computer area, or whatever. But we're trying to help these kids build a sense of community, right? A lot of folks in the LGBT community don't have family, so it is our hope that as we're teaching them life skills on how to be ready to be an adult, perhaps they make relationships in this community living situation that can last them a lifetime and be supportive for each other, and maybe move out together successfully after their time at C2 Apartments. You know, the number one priority is that we get a high school diploma, right? Or equivalent. Mm-hmm. If they're not doing that and they're working already, then we are going to ask for a percentage of their paycheck. But that goes into a separate account, and they'll monitor that with their case manager every other week, because what we'll do is we'll save that money for when they're ready to move out. They'll have a nest egg for a security deposit, a first month's rent, and then they don't have to worry about that, right? Yeah. When we talk about the system being broken, we can keep saying those words, but until we take action, like you having me on this show, or all of our 8,005 whatever followers and supporters for the Courage family, we are a community-funded organization. Folks are taking action by trusting us to do the work. And when we say we have to change the system, this is the opportunities that we have to give these kids that didn't have the opportunities that many of us had growing up.
Well, and it's so many things as far as there's so many, even when you have available parents, like planning financially, that's something that we don't teach in school. And so there's so many like life skills that even of parents who are involved and sometimes can't even teach you. And so that exactly what you just said is like, we take money so that they are set up for later is so simple and yet so overlooked.
Right. Right. I mean, I have five of my own children and I don't even necessarily do all that.
You heard it here first, folks.
Brad is a terrible father.
Canceled.
Brad, can you share some of the other skills? I just don't think people appreciate what these kids are lacking and missing out on, again, when they're moving every 30 days or, you know, and they're like, why aren't they ready to go be adults when they get out of the foster care system?
They're 18.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's so many things. One of them is so simple. It's just creating memories, right? Happy memories. So many of these kids that are going through the system, there are not a lot of fond memories, right? Being a child of the system. I mean, I've taken 15, 16, 17-year-old kids to the zoo for the first time in their life. Right. But we're teaching them to make our beds, what it means to do chores. Right. We pay the kids here to just like you and I would pay our kids to do chores. The kids can earn money here to do chores. You know, and it's sometimes they're just hanging out while we cook and sometimes they're cooking. But either way, they're learning. They're learning that you have to do your laundry every other couple of days. They're learning that you have to take a shower every single day or I'll even take three times a week at this point some days. But, you know, it's just those life skills that we're taught growing up from our parents that when you're a product of the system and are just being moved around so often, you're not always taught those things.
And so with just to clarify, as far as the young people who, I guess, is qualify the right word or people who end up either going to be living in the independent living or have lived in the current house, is it the combination of both going through the foster care system and is LGBTQ, or is it also some kids who are just LGBTQ and just don't have a family unit, and so they're looking for community?
So for the house that's 18 to 24, they don't have to be aging out of the social welfare system. They can already be homeless or in a situation where they need housing. But both houses, that's our only requirement, is that they fall under the LGBTQ umbrella some way, shape, or form, even if they're questioning their identity or their gender. It's just to give them a safe space to explore it and live themselves authentically, because we believe that in order to heal themselves, they have to be themselves, right? There's so much trauma and therapy to go through. And if we're having this block of sexual identity or orientation being what's hindering us from chipping away at that trauma, then we're never going to be successful.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to keep you through the break, like I said. And so Brad Schlaikowski is the co-founder of Courage MKE. And when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation as all the good things that they're doing. And also, I think, just interested in how this... I think what you're doing is such a solution for some of the other problems that we're seeing with our youth in Wisconsin. And so I'm excited to dive into that a little bit deeper. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once. Once
in Wisconsin. Oh, yes, he has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, what?
Bobby! He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away! I can smell the desperation, Mommy!
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Cloudy overnight with a low of 29. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely. High temperatures reach up to 34. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 32.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Wisconsin. We are fresh off of our live stream across the Civic Media Network of President Biden in DeForest, Wisconsin, Dane County, and our lovely colleagues were anchoring the beginning and end, and now we are back to our regular programming of As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for sticking with us, and if you have thoughts, if you have immediate takes, if you were able to listen to the coverage or that we just had of the speech, 844-967-2789. And we do have a call right now already.
Jack, what do you want to say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize we're still on your show. I was on earlier, so I will hang up and let somebody else make a comment.
Jack from Air America.
If you have thoughts, we can still take
Jack,
them.
We'd love to hear what you have to say, Jack.
Well, okay. I thought Biden's speech was, to the labor people, was very good. Mike Crute, I think, quoted the beginning of Huckabee Sanders' rebuttal, I guess. That's not really what I'd call it, but her speech against Biden's State of the Union. And he was just right on with, you know, basically saying, it was a lot about nothing.
Yeah. I would totally agree with that. Thanks for your call, Jack. And I thought, I mean, Greg Bach, Mr. Greg Bach, our co-host on Wednesdays, did you have immediate reactions from the speech that we just heard?
I thought it was a good speech. I thought it was just a real, just, you know, this is what the president does. He does a State of the Union, then he goes on a nice little tour for the next couple of days and reiterates the points, and that's what he did. He still came with the big excitement. Like I said in the, a little while ago, I just think the man loves this country so much. And he's so excited to be out there talking to people.
I do appreciate it. Seems like the biggest applause line from what I could hear. Granted, we were not there live. We were sitting in downtown Waukesha. But from what I could hear over the audio, the line, Wall Street did not build this country. The middle class built this country and unions built the middle class.
Yeah.
And I would agree with that. Wall Street, there's a lot of people who got very wealthy off of Wall Street, but I'm not sure it built.
No.
Real wealth for the middle class.
It built no wealth for the middle class.
We got another call that wants to join us after President Biden's speech here in Wisconsin. Joanne from Madison, thanks for joining As Goes Wisconsin.
Fantastic speech, but he's leaving out two ingredients. You know who he is. The president's leaving out two ingredients that we need to make this utopia a reality. And those two ingredients are unions and child care. Okay, we want to hear what he's going to do to make sure we've got those strong unions. And, of course, child care, every study, every poll, whatever, if we don't have childcare, we don't have that essential element in the workforce, and that is women who otherwise are being saddled with incredible childcare debt. So, again, unions and childcare, he believes in both, but he's leaving them out because just that's too incendiary. So thank
you think
so?
Do you think it's because it's too incendiary, or do you think it's because it's complicated and it was not a speech to get into the policy details?
It's probably too complicated, but unless we hear those words, we won't know as people who are actually trying to get this stuff going that he's serious. I mean, having a lovely little photo op and all of that, that's great. And I'm glad he's in DeForest, and that's fantastic. But women won't be able to get those jobs until we get some government-sponsored child care. And, of course, unions can't operate right now and get started because of the horrible laws that, you know, that there are in place that keep unions from starting. It's just too difficult. I'm an IT person, and we're trying to get unions started in the in IT sectors and stuff like that. Information technology is just too hard, even for the brainiacs over in Seattle and all of that, to get these unions started. We need better laws. So again, just the two words that get us all started. But fantastic. I mean, energized. Four more years, I'll buy it. I'll knock on the doors. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Joanne. That was a great call.
One of the things I looked up to, I mean, he was speaking in front of a union crowd. And
yeah.
He did. I mean, the thing is, I wanted to make sure he did talk about unions a little bit today. He talked about it last night, but he was speaking in front of a union crowd.
Well, that's true. And I also, and I don't know if this was the point she was making as far as, it's one thing to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I feel like, depending on, you know, typically Democrats, but it's all the appeal to unions and the talk, because it sometimes is just that of we want strong unions and we back our unions, is almost sometimes the way that we talk about police or first responders and firefighters and stuff. But that sometimes when it actually comes to giving them the resources or giving them the policy support, of it's a different thing to talk about it in a we love you, we support you.
Yeah.
But what does that actually look like when it comes to negotiations?
Same thing when you talk about Social Security and other things like that. Yeah.
But he did say, I mean, and I appreciate that he brought up that it was not only Rick Scott, but it was also Ron Johnson.
I have that clip that we can play on the other side.
We will play it on the other side. But we did not mention that in the first hour as we were debriefing the State of the Union, that Ron Johnson was also someone who said he was, you know, wanted to move the mandatory versus discretionary spending, and that maybe Social Security and Medicare should not be in the mandatory spending. It should be moved over to discretionary. And so there are people, as much as the Republicans wanted to balk last night, there are certainly people who don't want that program, those programs around anymore. Yeah. All right. We are going to keep, like we said, we were going to be flexible today. We have been flexible. Yeah. Greg tried to tell me that I wasn't good at improvisation, but here we are improvising. Working around the president's schedule.
Look, I said that at the beginning of the show. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say this to her, and I know she's going to confound it, and she's going to just go for it. You're like, I'm like Mickey, and you're like Rocky. You're going to eat thunder and crap lightning.
All right. Well, we will return in just a moment. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The death toll from this week's earthquake in Syria and Turkey now topping 15,000 people. Amid dwindling hope, rescue efforts continue to try and find survivors in the rubble of collapsed buildings.
Could they be alive? Yes, in theory, that's possible. But the conditions here are really harsh. The weather is below zero. The sheer force of the earthquake means the chances of finding anyone alive almost 3 days since the quake struck are now diminishing. There's hope, there's optimism, but this is now less about rescue and more about recovery.
ABC's Ian Panel in Turkey. Fresh revelations about the alleged conduct of officers after the beating of Tyree Nichols last month. Memphis police say as Nichols was slumped against a squad car, beaten and bloodied, officers swapped stories about the incident. One officer took a picture of Nichols and shared it with at least five people. Ukraine's president visiting with leaders from the UK, France, and Germany Wednesday, lobbying for more military support. This is ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's that song again.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
To As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are here with Jane Madnair and Mr. Greg Bach, and we are rounding out our hump day Wednesday, no sour, ha ha, funny power hour. Did I get it?
No sour, funny. Yeah, sure. Close enough.
Yep. It has been a Biden full day.
It's Biden Palooza.
Biden Palooza. We started so much of this show talking about State of the Union last night, then
Biden Roo.
Yes, exactly. Biden, that's good. And then obviously we cut to live coverage of his speech in DeForest, Wisconsin, and still taking any hot takes or reactions to that speech if you would like to give them at 844-967-2789. But my big question is, and I put this on my Twitter this morning, and I tweeted out a delightful picture of our governor and President Biden both enjoying their ice cream,
mm-hmm.
because it is a balmy 45 degrees today.
Oh my gosh.
We are back to unusually high temperatures in Wisconsin. Don't even need a coat.
The earth is burning.
And so what creamery do you think these two ice cream aficionados are going to hit up post-speech?
Well, if they had any sense in their brains, they'd go to the Norsk's Nook.
That was the reaction. I got a couple people who said that, who said if they're in DeForest, Norsk Nook.
Their pie.
I've never been there.
It is next level.
Okay.
It is ridiculous. I bought a pie there that would, I would say, be for my work once, and it was so expensive, but it was so worth it. It was so good.
What makes a pie stand out?
Love.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can
butter.
Really, you can really taste it when someone's pissed off when they're baking a pie.
It's got to be a good crust.
You can really taste it when they pissed on it, too. What? No, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just that homemade, it's that recipe thing. And they're heavy, too. Like, a pie is heavy. These are heavy.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're just so good. So if they have any sense in their head, they're going to close soon, too. 2 o'clock.
Oh,
I don't know why I'm talking like that. Yeah, they're going to close at 2 o'clock, so they better get there. But most likely, he's probably back on his plane.
He's probably back on the plane. But I just thought of that this morning as two guys who have a lot of pictures. If you Google Evers ice cream or Biden ice cream, there's a lot of Google images that pop up that you can choose from. And then there's even one of them together.
I said it looks like it's like when your dad and your father-in-law get along and they're like, oh, they're just having a good day on a Sunday. They're getting some ice cream and they're going to watch the parade.
Which one would you rather have be your dad or your... Which one, if you in that choice of those two, which one would you rather have be your dad and which one would you rather have be your father-in-law?
Like, I would be a Biden or an Evers?
Yes.
I'd rather be a Biden.
Oh.
I think I'd rather be a Biden. And then Tony or female said, like, you call me dad. Just, you did that's because Biden is a guy. Like, he's like, I'm Joe Biden. Bye. But Tony just seems like the kind of guy who's like, oh, I just got to hang out with my father-in-law this weekend. It's going to be quiet. We're going to have fun. We're going to watch some TV or go for a walk or something like that. You know, he's a respite. Tony Evers is a respite. Joe Biden is the hurricane that you love. You love him. You love Hurricane Joe. But every once in a while, you just need some quiet time. And then when they get together, they balance each other out. Like, you know, your father-in-law tells some jokes that he usually doesn't tell. And Joe. And
after a couple drinks. Yeah, after a couple old-fashions. Old-fashions,
exactly. Exactly. And your dad's like a little more contemplative. He's not, you know, he'll tell you, he'll be like, I'm real proud of you, son. That's something that Donald Trump has never said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, overall, I would say it was a good speech. It's always fun to get recognized by our national leaders when they come to Wisconsin. Beauty of being a swing state is that they come, unless you're Hillary, they come a lot.
Boom, roasted.
Bring that back.
That old chestnut from 2016.
Never to be forgotten when Hillary didn't come to Wisconsin.
Shout out to Representative Lee Snodgrass for tweeting today saying that she was invited to the speech. But she did not go because she had a committee hearing at 1:30, excuse me, on the arts. And so I just like that. I just like, she's like, I could have gone, but I decided to stay. I had some work to do. The work's important. So I just wanted to say shout out to Lee Snodgrass.
Did she unfollow you? Did she ever follow you back?
I think the thing is, I think she has two accounts.
Oh.
And I think one does and one doesn't. So my initial freak out and moment of sadness was wrong.
It was wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Well, I think we have milked the Biden speeches. Do you have something, Jane?
Again, I just want to play this one clip from a comment that President Biden made this afternoon while he was in DeForest, Wisconsin.
Many of you have seen, we've had a spirited debate last night with my Republican friend. My Republican friends... they seem shocked when I raised the plans of some of their members and their caucus to cut Social Security. And Marjorie Taylor Greene and others stood up and said, liar, liar. Reminds me of liar, liar, house on fire, yeah? Well, guess what? You know, I remind you that Rick Scott from Florida, the guy who ran the U.S. Senate campaign, has a plan. I got his brochure right here. I has a plan. Here's what he says in his plan. Let me open it up here.
Sorry.
He says, all federal legislation sunsets every 5 years. If the law is worth keeping, Congress can pass it again. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And by the way, you have a senator named Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson on Social Security and Medicare, quote, "We should transfer everything, so we have to consider everything every year." Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Be cool, man.
And actually, you know, I've mentioned this friend. He remains nameless, but one of my, I think literally my oldest friend, who is loves to text me more conservative opinions. It's partially to rile me up, but also, I mean, we do engage. And usually when I push back, I'm like, well, what would you do? He has some not realistic response. And so he did text last night. He said, you know, we're not going to cut Medicare and Social Security. And then he said, "Narrator: they did need to cut Medicaid and Social Security, or Medicare and Social Security. And I just wrote back and said, so then what do we do? And his snarky response was, we kick all the boomers down the stairs. And then I said, is Mary first? That's his mother. And he goes, no, she's last.
Oh, that's nice.
We have another caller.
We do. We have Karen from Green Bay is on the line. Hi, thanks for joining us, Coast Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm glad to be back in Wisconsin and to finally find some good talk radio.
Woo!
Yeah, so I thought the speech was better than I expected. I was a Bernie Sanders person who was one of those people who was angry that the party was going to go with Biden. But I've been happier with Biden than I thought I would be. And he truly was portraying the fighting Joe Biden for the middle class last night. So I felt good about that. But I was hanging out on Twitter and I was getting into some of these immature tweets. I just want to ask you this. I had heard that President Biden was born with a stutter, and that when Fox News portrays him, they'll put their cameras on him all day and wait until he stutters and then try to tell you he's senile. Well, I have to tell you, as being in the life insurance industry, life insurance policies are now being written to the age of 120. Oh. And we're going to see our seniors out there rocking and rolling more. And I just wanted the people who believe that he's senile to understand that fact. That's my understanding, that he was born with a stutter and he's been wrestling with that his whole life. The other thing I wish I could have heard more about were student loan debt. Creative ways to solve that, and why there are people going to their graves paying these student loans and having their Social Security garnished on top of it. So I think that's an issue we're going to see more of as people who get into their 70s say, I've got nothing to lose. I'm going to go fight this for the younger generations.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call. I think that's a really good point as far as there wasn't really anything about last night. I mean, certainly not today. It was less of the topic at hand today. But last night there wasn't, that being such a, it's still in the courts, right?
Still in the courts. I get an email about it like once a month saying, all right, hold tight.
Hold tight.
Hold tight now. Come on, man. So my guess is that I truly believe that I'll have my student loan paid off before it's decided.
Before you die.
Oh, no. I plan on having it paid off this year.
I know, I'm joking. Because she said
great. I'm going to die this year. Thanks a lot, Kristen Bry.
But the other point of the stutter, the tenacity of anybody to be able to do what the president does at any age.
Yeah.
Right? There's a reason why there's all those before and after pictures of presidents when their first year of their first term, and then if they have an 8-year term, how much they've aged over 8 years. So Obama was a great one.
Yeah.
Biden, George Bush, not Biden, Clinton. But Biden to be 80 and to be up until, because it ended what, around 9 o'clock central? So it would have ended 10 o'clock Eastern. Probably
didn't get to bed till like 11.
A couple hours of sleep to wake up first thing in the morning, come here, practice the speech that he just did. He's back on a plane going to Florida. And so as we've said, I can barely get through a 3-hour show without tripping over my words. And I don't have, I never was born with a stutter. And so, of course, the being under the eye at any level, state government, the way that we punch up in our criticism or our jokes to the people who are in charge. But it is incredible and a testament to his drive and his energy that he is doing what he's doing and not really dropping the ball at all, besides tripping over his words every once in a while.
And the thing is all those Republicans know that. They all know he has a stutter, but they choose to ignore it. And
yeah.
He's like, oh, he's senile. Like, no. I mean, he's old. Yeah, he's an old guy. But he has a stutter, and you know that. You've known that for a long time, but you choose to try to paint it every time that he just can't do it. Like, he's unfit, as Sarah Huckabee Sanders says.
But isn't it interesting that when Sarah said that, you know, President Biden is 80 years old, which means he's too old, well, that includes the former president.
Yeah.
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 Right?
Not a spring chicken.
No, he's
that,
not.
That former guy.
Is she going to vote for Donald Trump if he runs again? If she does, then where's the consistency in that statement?
Did we also see any, as I just mentioned, the before and after pictures of the three prior presidents to Donald Trump? Was there any pictures of his first of 2017? Oh, yeah. Did he age at all?
No.
You can't tell. He's wearing too much makeup.
He wears just makeup. He tans, colors his hair. He always has the same hairdo. Like, he never, like, it's...
You can still even, because there's the grain of the hair, but I also just feel like you can see in their face that they look
He's
more
starting
tired.
To lose weight now.
Is he?
I've seen pictures of him, and he looks thinner now, but he has that, like, look, you know, like, when someone you know who's older is getting older, and they just get thinner because they're getting old, and they're sick, and they don't eat as much, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, Grandma lost 50 pounds. What happened here?
You don't think he's got the buccal fat removal procedure that's so trendy right now?
I mean,
to have that real hollowed out cheekbone look.
I think the reason why those presidents age so much is because the job is so stressful. I don't think Donald Trump feels that stress.
Remember, this is the guy.
Yeah.
This is the guy who wasn't responsible for anything.
Yeah.
Throughout the entire course of his term. I'm not responsible for that.
What was the quote going into the midterms, basically the day before? He was like, well, you know, if the Republicans do well, they really have to thank me. But if they lose, you know, it's really not my fault.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, that's why he didn't age, because he doesn't care. He doesn't feel the stress. He doesn't have to feel any sort of empathy. Feelings, he doesn't have those. He does not. Except for great love for himself.
Great, great love for himself. Although, is that the psychosis of actually a deep-seated hatred?
Oh, no.
And insecurity?
I think, no, huge insecurity that he's passed along to his children, especially his two boys. That he got from his father.
When we come back, are we going to talk about George Santos and the Mitt Romney thing? We have to at least get to it,
yeah,
right?
We can get to it.
All right. We're going to wrap up with that. We're also going to talk about who's headlining at the Laughing Tap this weekend. Come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Cloudy overnight with lows around 29. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, high of 34. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 32.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the final segment of As Goes Wisconsin. It has been a flexible show, a different kind of show than we normally do, but it was fun. I had a good time.
I did too.
We had some jokes. We had some opinions. We had some president speeches, which you don't get every day.
Memories.
Well, I do want to end because the two other things that happened last night that I wanted to spend more time on, but we can't, but I also don't want to spend any time on it tomorrow. I want to move on. One, the Jill and Doug kiss. Did you see this?
What?
So, did you see this?
No. The first lady and the second gentleman?
First lady and the second gentleman. And I think it was, you know how, like, at least when you're in Europe, everyone knows you start on the right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you go.
Smooch, smooch.
Sure. It's been a while since I dated a European.
I Googled Jill A and the rest filled out Jill and Doug kiss.
So, you know, when you're in a culture where you always kiss, I think it's, like, very distinct. This is the side you start on. But Americans, we don't do that, right?
Well, like, we don't kiss on the cheek.
We don't kiss on the cheek as much. And some people do. But when you do, when you choose to do that, I think since there's no standard decision on this is how you do it, I think they were going to do that, to do, like, a kiss cheek, and they both chose the same side.
Uh-oh.
And they literally just smacked right on the lips.
That's it.
But the thing is, neither of them flinched. Then neither of them, like, oh, that was funny. Like, sorry. It was just, like, they just kept going on and, like, sat in their seats. And everyone who saw it was like, wait, what just happened?
I'm sure they probably figured if they just kept going, it'll go away.
They're like, well, there'll be other more exciting things that happen tonight. And there was. There was an exchange that I can't wait for the bad lip reading to come out of.
There's already several.
There are already several.
They already came out bad lip reading. They actually came out with one saying, not our usual fare, but they just did an actual lip reading
of what was said.
Yeah.
So there was an exchange between George Santos and Mitt Romney that looked tense and petty, especially George Santos's little smug face. And, you know, I don't always agree with everything Mitt Romney votes on, his politics, but is another gentleman who I think is a very good man, I would say. I mean, as far as, like, his love of country, the service he has dedicated his life as multiple different positions as a elected official, and someone who I still think has a lot of respect for traditions and
principles.
So it's before the speech starts, and they have an exchange, and I think Twitter was saying, like, they maybe picked out the words embarrassing multiple times, but then afterwards, Mitt Romney didn't pull his punches and actually told the press what he said.
You just said you don't belong here.
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
I didn't expect that he'd be standing there trying to shake hands with every senator and the president of the United States. That's, given the fact that he's under ethics investigation, he should be sitting in the back row and staying quiet instead of parading in front of the president and people coming into the room.
Did he respond to you?
He says he embellished his record. Look, embellishing is saying you got an A when you got an A minus. Lying is saying you graduated from a college you didn't even attend. And he shouldn't be in Congress. And they're going to go through the process and hopefully get him out. And but he shouldn't be there. And if he had any shame at all, he wouldn't be there.
Why did you make a point to say that, though? It was kind of out of your way to say
that. He was standing right there in the aisle, shaking hands with everybody.
Did he respond to you?
He may have. I didn't hear anything he said.
Are you disappointed that Kevin McCarthy is not going to resign?
yes.
He told him. He told him he didn't belong in Congress.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, and he doesn't. And the fact that he is, and I've said this before, but the sociopath level of this guy in the same category that we've seen multiple movies now of Theranos, Elizabeth, what's her face?
Imposters.
Yeah.
People who are imposters.
And these real life characters who just believe the lie so hard and then have zero shame even once they're caught, and they just continue with, I'm meant to be here. Tell that to the people who elected me.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you lied to them. And he's so petty that, so on February 5th, George Santos tweeted out, Donald J. Trump will be the 47th POTUS. And then yesterday, he retweeted that tweet and said, hey, at Mitt Romney, just a reminder that you will never be president.
And then Adam Kinzinger tweeted that one, and he said, you will never be reelected.
Which is totally true.
Yeah, I mean,
What an embarrassment for that district.
What an embarrassment for the Republican Party.
I mean, the Republicans, yeah, they did a rally outside of the Capitol yesterday, and there was a New York Republican there. He's like, yeah, this is embarrassing. I don't like this at all, and I don't like him. And how did this? It's crazy pants.
Like, who does he sit with at lunch? Is there a cafeteria?
Yeah, there's.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Like, who does he sit with? Who's his like buddy right now?
Well, isn't it Marjorie?
Is it?
I don't. I mean. I don't know. There's a guy who's next to in this video. They look pretty chummy. So my guess is they probably hang out.
Maybe he's paying him.
Yeah. He also just admitted recently that he was one of the producers on Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, which, by the way, if you don't know what that is, it's one of the most cursed.
It's a Broadway musical.
It was
right?
The Broadway musical that like Bono and the Edge were writing the music for, and people got hurt. I think someone died or maybe just got hurt, but why would you admit to that?
I know. All right. Well, in the handful of seconds we have left, Greg Bach,
yeah.
Who's headlining at the Laughing Tap this weekend?
Casey Crawford and Zach Peterson.
Two headliners.
Co-headlining this weekend. Oh, yeah.
How does a co-headlining work? Is one
very
Friday
carefully.
And one Saturday?
No, just do, so like they each do like 35 minutes apiece.
All right.
And then we have a host before that. So it's a nice hour and a half show. And so there's one show Friday, two shows Saturday. Tickets are available for Friday. All tickets are available, but Saturday early show is selling out. So get your tickets before they're gone if you want to go to Saturday early. But yeah, Zach Peters, I'm very much looking forward to because I love Zach. Anytime Zach's in town, I'm happy. He's a good, good dude. And I'm looking forward to meeting and seeing Casey Crawford on stage. So,
well, that is very exciting. And so, we are going to wrap up today's show. It was a fun one.
It was.
A lot of banter, a lot of sound clips.
Dan Schaefer was here if you want to go back and listen.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a reminder, if you missed any part of today's show, you can listen to it as a podcast. I don't know how it's going to work, if the speech will be in there or not, so I'll have to go check back on that as far as if the president's speech will be included in the podcast for as a freebie. But either way, stick around for Dueling Tangents or the Chad Holmes Show. Come back tomorrow at 11. We have a stacked show with a ton of great guests. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. I am Kristen Bry, and this has been As Goes Wisconsin. The way you said, darling, I love you. Took a long time to come.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.